information I had for the council, President. Thank you very much. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Other concerns were also raised by the distinguished representatives of the member states. One of them concerned the right to demonstrate to be enjoyed by associations or individual or groups of citizens. As I mentioned in my statement, the freedom of assembly is guaranteed in Article 47 of our Constitution and the Act on the Right and Freedom of Assembly. With this in mind, over the past 2 years in particular, demonstrations and meetings of organized groups or even spontaneous groups of citizens have occurred normally. What I would like to underscore is that in Angola, just as in any other part of the world, we have to respect a principle, and that is that the freedom of one individual stops when it collides with the freedom of the next individual. So it is up to the state and its agencies to guarantee that principle. So this means to say that any assemblies or demonstrations should not result in any public disturbances. There's one example which we see in the press every day, and that is how states and their law enforcement agencies have to react when initially peaceful demonstrations become disturbances. So you must also have this perspective in mind when you analyze the situation in Angola. As you will see from our report, the vast majority of demonstrations in Angola have been conducted peacefully. This is thanks to political openness and our flexibility, which has been maintained by the government of President João Lourenço. So I wanted to reassure the council in this respect because we have paid careful attention to this matter. Also, a number of international organizations have offices in our country. They have witnessed the fact that the government has not hesitated in referring cases of the excessive use of force by law enforcement agencies to the courts. We've got recent examples of this, and I can, in fact, give you some statistics, which were also touched upon in my opening statement. Over the past 2 years, 2018 and 2019, 262 police officers were punished for a variety of situations linked to excesses or acts which are not in keeping with their status as trustees of public order and peace. So Angola is in a comfortable position to reassure the council that the right and freedom of assembly and press freedoms have been closely respected or deeply respected. Obviously, no situation is perfect, but any shortcomings will be taken into consideration so that we can improve our record. President, I think, generally speaking, and in view of the details already set out in our report, I have responded to the concerns raised by member states, which were fortunately few in number. Thank you very much.